And in the studio right now, we have the man with all the news from the world of cinema. It's Mr. Garth Wiley.
Well, it's a different face behind the desk this week, so it's nice to see you, Rob.
Absolutely. Good to see you too, Garth.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about if I've got all the news, but I can tell you a little bit about what's opening at the cinemas this week.
Absolutely. Now, one film which I hear it looks amazing on the big screen is Valerian.
Yeah, look, you know, I'm one of those sci-fi nuts as well, and I dare say that you might fall into that category as well. But, Cara Delevingne is the lead actress in this film, and look, you know, she's probably not well known really. She's probably one of those B or C grade actors that appears in films, but you know, she's
the, you know the face, but you might not know the name.
Exactly. And so, look, she's the lead actress in this film, and this is a sci-fi type film. And you know, what's encouraging about this film is like the story's probably a little bit loose and a little bit sort of all over the place. And the key line in the story here is that they've got all the different races and aliens from around the world, you know, all converge on this one planet to share their intelligence. And we've got a couple of human gatekeepers who are going to rescue the day here. So, Valerian and the City of Thousand Planets is one of those films, though, you need to see on the big screen.
Sure. Well, let's take a listen to it now.
Welcome to Alpha, the City of a Thousand Planets. After centuries of peace and prosperity, an unknown force wants to destroy all we have created.
Sounds a bit ominous.
Yes, the Dark Force is coming in to threaten their very existence. And look, encouraging as well, though, when you look on Rotten Tomatoes as well, that there's an audience score of 57%, which is, you know, okay for this type of film. So if you're interested in that sci-fi genre, worthwhile taking a look at.
Now, Garth, I'm a fan of heading to the cinemas, and one film that I went and saw a pre-screen twice last weekend is Wind River.
If you've seen it twice, I would suggest that it's one that you certainly do like. Jeremy Renner is the main actor in this particular film, and this is in very limited release, this film, so you will need to check your guides to find a location screening it. It is out there, though, and this is one of those FBI-type agent films, and in this case, it's the town's veteran gamekeeper has to team up with the FBI agent, and they're investigating a murder that's happening on a Native American reservation.
It's a bit dark and has a wonderful score by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, which adds to so much of a mood. So let's take a listen to it now.
This isn't a land of backup, Jane. This is a land of you're on your own.
Maybe you can help.
Well, I know what the tracks say.
What is it that you do again?
I hunt predators.
So why don't you come hunt one for me then?
I love reading some of the critics' reviews on this particular film as well. One of them says that this is a character-driven mystery with smart writing, a strong cast, and a skillfully rendered setting. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It might be in limited release, but I think everyone should make an effort, head on down to see Wind River.
And there's always some of these films out there that, you know, don't go wide, but are those little gems that out there. And in a time where, let's, you know, face it, there's quite a lot of content coming out, but not a lot of huge promotional engines behind some of these films, some of these really good ones get lost.
Slips under the radar, but something worth checking out. And something a little different as well. What can you tell us about The Time of Our Lives?
Well, this particular film is, again, a very, very limited release type film. Joan Collins starring in this one, though, so we haven't seen Joan Collins on the silver screen for quite a long time.
Going back to Dynasty days.
Well, you're probably quite right, actually. And the story in this one is about a former Hollywood star who enlists the help of a new friend in order to journey from London to France for her ex-lover's funeral. We're seeing a lot of journey-type films at the moment with a trip to Spain, last week. So, let's have a listen to this one.
I've never met a film star before. British film director Jerry Standing's funeral in Villeray, France.
Well, I can't go on my own, can I?
I can't go to France. Everybody in Hollywood is going to be there. Now you and I, we could have an adventure.
It's got that Joan Collins look and feel about it, doesn't it? It sounds like. I think this is a very different style of film, and I think it'll be what it will be, but, you know, certainly, in this time and age of differences on our big screens, this will be certainly one to take a look at.
And to round off today, Al Gore's back with a new documentary.
I know. Well, a new one and as they're calling it, an Inconvenience sequel, Truth to Power. This is the flow-on from the original Inconvenience Truth.
Which was, what, about 10 years ago now?
Absolutely. And, you know, he's talking about, climate change and whether myth or mystery history, who knows? You know, a lot of conjecture around that type of thing. But yeah, if you like a good documentary, Al Gore presenting his case in an Inconvenient sequel.
Let's check it out now.
The most criticized scene in the movie An Inconvenient Truth was showing that the combination of sea level rise and storm surge would flood the 9/11 memorial site. And people said, what a terrible exaggeration.
Hurricane Sandy slammed into New York City last night, flooding the World Trade Center site.
Storms get stronger and more destructive. This is global warming.
Well, if for nothing else, it's going to create plenty of discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if you're interested in that debate, and you know, if you're interested in the environment at all, you know, it's well worth, you know, taking a look at these documentaries. Whether you believe them or not, you know, is another thing. But you know, being armed with the information is always helpful.
Knowledge never hurt anyone.
That's
right. Thanks for coming in again this week, Garth.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. And for your chance to win a double pass to see the movie of your choice, call 49216216 and answer the question: which of this week's new films features the music of Nick Cave? 2NURFM 103.7.